I'll call the Finance Committee of the Great River Regional Library to order. Adopt or amend the agenda, anything?
I'll move approval of the agenda.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes from November 16th. They were in your packet. Any corrections, additions, or else I'll look for approval.
So moved, Randy.
Second.
Seconded by Wayne. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Green River Regional Library COVID-19 vaccination policy. It's on page 5.
Oh, that's personnel.
Oh, grab personnel.
The other packet. You want to find
Oh, we don't need to do that?
Nope, that's a different meeting.
Scratch that one. And then we have the next meeting?
We might never do that.
Do you have the personnel?
Do you have the
finance packet?
Or
oh, maybe I got the wrong.
Yeah,
I think meeting that's agenda. Personnel.
I thought I threw that one out.
Don't try to act like you don't know what you're doing all of a sudden. It's not going to work.
That's what you get for just opening up for the first time the packet.
Yeah, right. There we go. Now we'll be.
Awesome.
So we got the agenda. We got the minutes. Fourth quarter financials. That's on page 5, too.
Yeah. I'm going to jump right to page 8, actually.
What page?
Yeah. Page 8.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where overall revenues are recapped as percentages. It's a little easier to see. The anticipated shortfalls in fines and interest income that we had talked about earlier, we knew were coming. They were offset by a combination of additional city contributions, a dividend from MCIT that was not budgeted, and our RLBSS state aid came in higher than we anticipated. So our year-to-date revenues were off just under 1%, or $83,600. On page 9 and 10, that's our comparative report, 2021 to 2020. All department lines, less collection development, show expenses coming in less than we allocated, and we're continuing to navigate the pandemic, so we kind of expected that. I did notice that supplies, patron contact services, and sales tax expenses have increased. To me, this is a sign that more patrons are using the library, which is a good sign. Staff turnover and open positions are the main contributors to the underspent personnel budget again. A reminder that we took both 2020 and 2021 HRE elections out of those benefit lines, so that's why those are overspent this year. All staff day was postponed again in 2021. Staff travel has increased, but it is still less than it was before the pandemic. Year-to-date spending for 2021 was 95.8% of the budgeted amounts. We underspent by just over $397,000. So overall, our 2021 surplus is coming in at $313,860. And this amount was designated to the 2023 budget revenues at the November meeting. Does anybody have any questions?
I didn't see where the MCIT.
Yeah, where was
how much
that?
Was, how
the
much
MCIT
was
dividend we threw, it gets... Nope, actually, that MCIT dividend goes into that revenue fund line. It's under our other payments.
On which page are you on?
Which page are you on?
I'm on page 5.
Oh.
And it got thrown right into our revenue fund.
Got it.
Okay. It's always nice to get something back when you pay that much in. That's all you have?
Yep, that's all I had.
And that we need approval of?
So moved, Randy.
Second.
Randy made the motion and Wayne seconded it. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. K, Capital Vehicle Expenditures Request Delivery Van, page 15.
So last January, we came to you and we asked for a capital expense to replace our 2016 Transit van with a 2021 model. Because of the national bottlenecks and the chip shortage, we're still waiting for that delivery. It will be made at a 2022 model, however, and at the 2021 price, so we're ahead of the game there. We have been putting off repairs to this van, but all of a sudden we needed new tires, and we had to take it out of the delivery route on Friday. We had to bring it into the shop, and we're being told it's going to cost $1,000 to fix the water pump and the emission sensor, I believe is what it was. This van has over 247,000 miles, and it's cost over 50% of the sales price and expenses over 6 years, so it is time to replace it.
Right.
And our other 2016 Transit van also had some significant repairs done in 2021. So we're looking at this 2008 from East Central as a way to navigate and wait out these bottlenecks. So we hesitate to put in a capital request for a brand new vehicle if the previous one hasn't been delivered yet. So we just want to kind of buy some time. So this opportunity has come up. It has 180,000 miles on it. They've replaced the battery for us. The windshield has been replaced for us as well. It's well-used, well-loved. They don't need it anymore because they outsource their delivery. So it's just sitting in their parking lot taking up space when it can be used in ours. So we'd like to move forward with and ask for $7,000 to spend at the most to get this vehicle.
I should have looked up Kelly Blue Book, but I would imagine it's worth all of that.
Yeah, when we did Kelly Blue Book last week, I think it was between 8 and 12.
It was a lot
12.
More than what they were
yeah.
asking.
Yeah, so.
I'm totally against this. You knew I'd be. You're going back 8 years in a vehicle. You go to a 2016 to a 2008. It's been, just because it's got lower miles, it's been sitting around. I wouldn't pay $700 for it. That's me personally.
Yeah.
Again. And if you're looking at $1,000 to bring a 2016 back into whatever, you're spending $1,000 and maybe up to $7,000. I wouldn't approve this. I'd say keep that 2016, or let's look for a brand new one. You know, that would be me. We have the funds.
That's the experienced car dealer talking here now.
Well, I've been out of it for quite a while, but.
Oh, you can still talk it.
But we are getting a new one.
We are getting,
I understand
getting a new
it,
one.
I'd get
February.
Another new one. I would never buy something like that in 2008. I mean, that thing is probably rusted underneath, and it's you were shaking our heads, but trust me, it's the thing is 14 years old.
They stopped using it because they had problems with drivers. So this is something they would have had in commission.
Yeah. We know that's one of 247,000. We know what it needs. You know, that'd be like, again, me personally, when you see a 2017, let's say it's got 30,000 miles and you got one with 100, sometimes that one with 100 is a better vehicle just because that one with 30 wasn't taken care of. But I mean, I'll go with the majority, but my vote will be no on that one.
You got a lot of good points, Randy, in that to run. I mean, it won't be worth, if we keep it a year or two, it ain't going to be worth half of that.
No. Yeah, I say the money's a big thing there, Mr. Chair, but the year, I mean, that's just really going backwards.
We got the money.
What is our options?
Well, before we were having issues with supply chain, our plan was to bring forward a second vehicle request this year to buy a new van to replace the other 2016. We've been trying to limp them along, but they keep coming back with $1,000 repairs. Like, it wasn't just the tires. This is like the third or fourth thing that's happened with this van in the last 6 months.
Have we ever reached out to some dealers buying like a 20 and a 2000?
We have to go out for bid. And so we were trying to avoid going out for bid on a new vehicle. We were using state contract, and that's how.
But for a used one, you don't have to go out for a bid.
I
know for a fact. Yeah, for a brand new, and then you got to go through the state or whatever. Yeah. But if you call up a Joe Blow dealer. I mean, say, hey, find me a 2019 or 20 cargo van. I mean, we got somebody right down the road here, Art, can't think of his name right now, Art Brown. He deals in these type of vehicles. He's in Waite Park, but
he's a fleet.
Yeah, he's a dealer. But he does use. He doesn't do new. Mm-hmm. You know. So again, anything but a two. Go back, and you got to go ahead in years. You can't go backwards. So that's my 3 cents.
I guess from Randy's point, we could have $1,000 pretty easy on the 2008 with 150,000
sure
miles.
Sure, you could.
You know, you could. Our ongoing cost could probably be the same.
Yeah, that's why we brought it to you, because we're kind of stuck here with the delivery. We do need this size van, and we're still waiting on replacing the one, and we really should have replaced two. And so I don't know how quickly we'll be able to find a second van in addition to the one that's supposed to have already been here. This one just came available because we knew they had discontinued their delivery, and it seemed like, well, if it was working for them, at least we'd be just bringing something in at a lower cost and be able to limp along a little longer.
We don't have like an extra van for delivery.
We have a caravan and we have an Equinox, but what we did, we just had a full-time driver transfer to a different position, and a part-time driver quit, so we actually downsized. We had 3 full-time routes and a half-time route. The half-time route ran the interlibrary loan to St. John, St. Ben, St. Cloud Tech College, St. Cloud State, and then did the Sartell pickup. Next week, we're merging those routes into 3 full-time routes instead of that half-time route, so we won't be backfilling that half-time position. But that means we need the bigger vans, not the smaller one.
Okay.
So we can probably get by, but we won't be able to deliver as many materials as we have with a smaller vehicle.
Mr. Chair, Karen, has a lease option been looked at as an interim fix?
We put too many miles on, Wayne. Don't mean
I had no idea.
Yeah, there's too many miles that we put on. The lease wouldn't work.
Okay.
Even
for like a, if you did like a 4-month lease.
You mean just a rental? You mean
yeah, just a rental to get by until the new vehicle comes, then come back and throw in the budget a brand new vehicle on order. But you have a need, and you got to come up with a solution. And you threw a couple of them out here. I'm just wondering, is a rental at all an option?
Let's look at a lease.
Well, a lease is different than a rental. A lease, again, if I may, Mr. Chair, you maybe can get a lease for 30,000 miles a year, maybe pushing it to, I don't think anybody would lease you a vehicle because it just isn't, it would be cost effective for both the seller. But the rent one, like he's talking, maybe somebody will say, hey, can we go rent this vehicle for 3 months and we're going to put 20,000 miles a month on it or whatever, you know, not that many, but that might be a possibility.
But then you may be able to, you know, this guy that you know or somebody very similar that handles and use fleet, maybe you could pick up a 2019 or 18 with low miles on it and get by for the
time. Yeah, because we don't have, then you don't have to bid those. That I know for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's, and they're just as good, as, if not better.
Lisa?
Yeah, maybe we call this fleet guy and say, here's the cash we have. This is what we're willing to spend. What can you get us? What can you find us?
You mean the one that Randy was talking about?
Down the street.
Yeah, Art Brown. I mean, there's. I could name a whole bunch of them. They'd all be happy. There's the guy in Little Falls, Rudolph's. You know, so all what? Those, you just tell them what you want, how much you're willing to spend, you know, and they can go nationwide. They could probably have one in the backyard in a couple weeks.
What kind of van do we usually have?
We have Transits right now. And that's one of the advantages is by having similar vehicles, they can swap tires. We can swap parts between them.
We're trying
to keep that consistent.
Okay.
You would have the specs for your new one and to hand it over. Hey, we're looking for something same or similar.
Yeah.
What's the best effort you could do?
She needed a bigger one. What did I hear?
Bigger than what? We have three big vans. We have smaller vans that can fill in the gap when it breaks down, but it's not something we could use all the time.
Okay.
What I believe you meant is those little mini vans. Yep. You need a bigger one. That, like, this is a 3/4 ton. It's E250. You know, it's a cargo van, really.
Yeah,
it? With windows maybe in it. I don't know.
Okay.
I wish we had the bookmobile.
They actually use the one in East Central to be partly a bookmobile.
I loved it as a kid.
Well, I think there's a lot of questions in here, and I don't know if we...
So if you have...
But let's give her some guidance.
Yeah,
okay.
If you have
contact. No, we won't buy it. Yes, we will rent it. Find us a deal. Is that what... I'd make that a motion if you guys can live with it.
I don't want to box them in. I think we've given them a couple ideas.
Okay.
And I know very little bit about cars. I just say, this is the color I want. Ask my family.
Lisa's explained this to me, how much she knows about cars before.
Well, Mr. Chair, Karen, you kind of know what we want, right? Or
yeah.
Is it Amy? You know, who is it? Or would we just tell, I can get you some names and I can just say, or here, you call them or they'll call you and they'll say what you want. There's Dean Johnson from Uppsala. These are not new car dealers because they're going to try to put you into a new, but these are been around forever, good, loyal.
Well, we can trust.
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds like.
Well, let's call Randy. He'll help you.
Yeah, call Randy for the list. Good so then do you want to pre-approve a capital vehicle amount? Because otherwise we would have to come back with another request to ask for the money to spend it. And we wouldn't be able to do that until you guys met again.
How much is the new one going to cost? Do we know?
The new one's $52,000.
The one that we asked for last year was not to exceed $31,500. And that was new.
That's new?
That was before the supply chain became.
Where are you getting these cars?
State contract.
Okay. Wow, $31,000. That seems like a deal.
Yeah, except it's still not here.
Right, I know. But that is supposed anticipated ship date of February. I mean, I'd be okay.
I mean, if we're going to purchase something that's going to last a few years.
Yeah. I'd say let's, if we could find it, because used ones are expensive now.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
Yeah.
Which makes the new ones expensive.
Oh.
You know, see, so, but I don't know, you guys, $25,000-$30,000, I think that would be, again, I mean, you'd have to bring that back to the board, once you, what you find, or whoever, the chair, whoever that is. Is that how that works?
Well, she's just asking for guidance on cost. So if we approve a cost and she goes ahead and she knows she can't go more than that.
So in the current capital vehicle budget.
There's 50-something.
So we need to add that number.
Yeah, 46,000.
There's a new one. Yeah.
Well, no,
plus another 25,000.
Actually, the listed 2019 Transit F-350s.
So assuming the new vehicle comes someday and we actually have to pay for it, there's about $46,525 left in the capital vehicle account currently, like separate from the one that hasn't arrived.
Okay.
So we could approve up to, I don't know how much a new one is.
And if I may, Mr. Chair, this $1,000 to keep this one put a Band-Aid on the old one, would we still need that to keep going?
Can do that.
Before we find one, but I'm just saying.
Because it's a water pump and emissions control, so it's about $1,500 to do all the work.
You know, but I think we have to consider that, too. Otherwise, you have nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
a
separate budget.
Well, make a suggestion,
budget,
damn it. You know, right, I'll
make a motion that you keep the Band-Aid on that 2016 for, you know, up to $1,500 to spend on that one. And I think let's do $35,000 on a good used one. That's my motion.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
The motion been made and seconded to Band-Aid 2016 to $1,500 and spend up to $35,000 on a super good used vehicle.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Nice job,
all in favor?
No. I was looking for the
cheap. They're both sitting here in shock.
I was going cheap.
You good, Lisa?
Yeah.
All right. Carrie.
Yeah.
There's your directions.
I would like it to be blue.
I'm going to go with Wayne. I want that bookmobile, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Now we'll have the next meeting, February 15th. We're at 5:35. We are adjourned.